You and some of your colleagues at the University of Missouri are looking at the possibility of a bumper crop of corn this year. And while that's good news on one hand, on the other hand is, what do farmers do with the stuff? Sketch for me this kind of good news, bad news, welcome, unwelcome problem that a lot of farmers are facing.
Yeah, and it's not only the corn, but we've got a record soybean crop coming in. And this is kind of new for us because we've gone through about 4 years of kind of below trend line yields. We've had some weather stress, that type of thing. And so things are kind of, Mother Nature's being good to us. And unless something really goes crazy here in the last few weeks, we're going to have a record corn crop, a record soybean crop. That's going to have to be not only harvested, but it's going to have to be stored and delivered. And it's going to be a headache.
Well, the bad news, I guess, is we might have a record crop, but that means prices are going to be down. So farmers are supposed to stuff some of these things, some of these crops away until the prices go back up. Is that how it would work?
Well, I would think that's correct because at harvest time, prices are probably going to, you know, I'm not an ag economist, but I would guess that there'll be a glut of grain on the market, and so prices will be relatively low, and it'll make sense for farmers to try to store it either on site or at the elevator. And of course, elevators are going to be getting a lot of grain, and they're going to have to deal with storage. And then there's some transportation problems. The trains to move the grain aren't necessarily available. They're hauling energy around, and so there's lots of challenges, I guess we would say, in terms of what are we going to do with this with the grain crop that's going to start coming in very, very soon.
I would assume Missouri is not alone in dealing with this. There are surrounding states like Illinois and Iowa, which are also big corn and bean producers, probably have had the same kind of summer and are likely to have the same kind of crops. So it's kind of a regional situation, isn't it?
Well, very much. And that doesn't necessarily affect our storage, but affects our transportation. You know, whether it's barges or rail trains or trucks, they're all under pretty heavy demand. And you're right; much of the Midwest has had reasonably good weather, and so many of the states are looking at record or near record corn and soybean harvest. Yep.
What kind of options do farmers of corn and beans then have in terms of hanging on to this product so that they can move it at a more economical time? What are they facing?
Yeah, it's a very difficult situation, and we do have a group here on campus. You know, I'm an agronomist, and so I kind of know what the crop's going to be, but I need to rely on, say, ag engineers and ag economists to kind of understand what we should do. And right now, I don't have all the answers, of course, but we do have a group on campus where we will, in the next week or so, have a web page on our Ag Extension site so that people can go and at least get some information, you know, kind of a one-stop place to get information. Because it's going to have to, we don't have enough on-farm storage. There simply is not enough storage either on-farm or in town. And so we're going to have to find ways to store it outside. And outside grain has some limitations in terms of trying to keep the grain quality. And so, you know, people are looking at tubes that are similar to what people use for silage. There may be some other kinds of temporary storage. You know, I just don't feel comfortable as an agronomist talking about that. But those are the kinds of things that my colleagues on the group here on campus are trying to pull together. And they're working pretty fast. It's going to take us you know, another week probably to get it all settled.
The key, I guess, is keeping moisture out of this stuff, right?
Well, yeah, and you know, there's you know, whether it's contracted for delivery at some particular time or whether it's going to be sold off a contract. Are there any kind of disease organisms, fungi growing on it? How are we going to get it dry? Because outside corn should probably be dried. In most cases, when you store it outside, you don't have aeration, which would help to kind of take out some of that moisture. And so, you know, the drying costs, the drying amount, what moisture that grain should be, how are we going to keep the moisture from rain getting on it, you know, the tarps and the plastic All of that is our issues that that obviously we need to think about, and we need to think about pretty quickly. And thank goodness I've got good colleagues in ag engineering that are working through that.
Well, now, are insects and rodents a problem in storage of grain very much?
Well, it sure, yes.
Yeah.
I think probably the disease organisms, fungi, are probably number one. Insects can be a problem, and then any kind of outside storage, you're going to have rodents. And what you really are worried about is if you've got them in these plastic containers, you really need to keep those airtight. And so anytime somebody chews through it, that allows some air to get in, and so you run a risk of increasing spoilage. So all of those pests can be a real problem.
And of course, there are costs that go with this, not only whether you buy a tube or whether you add something onto facilities, but you still have to have blowers and other things to keep the stuff dry. That runs up cost.
Well, you bet. I mean, there's no one's just going to dump a pile on the ground. And so whether it's preparing the site, whether it's getting the tarps, whether it's getting the plastic, any kind of aeration is going to cost more to dry. There's lots of costs that are going to be involved here. And the problem, of course, is that prices are down. So there's just not a whole lot of profit sitting there in a bushel of corn. And so people are going to obviously be careful in how they spend that money. But there will be some added costs to storing this grain.
This is not corn and beans, but I think I got some stories out of southeast Missouri a week or so ago that they're looking for a record rice crop down there, too. Now, I don't know whether you...
Yes. Yeah, I think I've heard that, too. And so you've got rice is a little bit, obviously, it's localized, and that gets milled reasonably quickly. But again, it has to be stored someplace before it gets processed. And you can't put more than one grain in a storage area at the same time, and so it has some implications on what happens to the corn and the soybeans. So, yeah, Missouri, it's fortunate. I don't think anybody wants to say that we would rather have a situation where Mother Nature was unkind to us, but having this kind of a yield is a little bit new to us. Well, it would be since it's a record. And we haven't had to deal with these huge amounts of grain for the last few years. So everybody's going to have to think through this together and share information with everybody. And it's a good thing, but obviously there's some stress involved in storing and transporting that grain.
Yeah. The thought just occurred to me that this surely would have some kind of impact on ethanol producers in the state of Missouri, but that would be outside your expertise, probably.
Well, the biggest thing is that it makes corn the feedstock for ethanol cheaper, and so yeah, it should help those people. But they can't have all the corn arrive at their plant either at the same time, and so they want corn to come in equally through the year, and so they're going to hope that some of their members are going to be able to store it on farm too. And so, again, good things for the ethanol plants, a little bit cheaper feedstock, but they need their members to store grain for a while. Yep.
Does corn usually keep? Do farmers normally keep corn more than a year? I don't. It's been a while since I've worked around farmers.
Well, most people would not, yeah. Or at least the vast percentage of the grain would not be stored more than a year. It can be safe storage year round. Moisture percentage about 13% in corn, maybe a little bit less than that in soybean, and so it really has to be quite dry to make it through the hot and humid summer months, and so that's another concern, is it's going to take some money to dry that grain.
Okay. So you say it's another week or two before your colleagues come up with some ideas for how to handle this crop?
Yep. I think a lot more will be known by the end of next week, and probably I can be pretty safe in saying that we'll have a pretty good handle on things within about 10 days, yeah.
We're still a few weeks away, though, from the harvest actually starting, aren't we?
Well, yes, except that, and here's where Mother Nature has kind of, I don't know if that's good or bad, but corn has matured more slowly than normal this year. Now, it's speeding up because of the warm weather right now, but for much of the summer, we had below normal temperatures, and so that slowed the corn maturity. But now in the boot heel in the southeastern part of the state, they've probably already started to combine, and I know they will have much of it harvested actually within about the next week. But for most of the state, I would say we're maybe 10 days away, but it's coming reasonably quickly.
I'm hearkening back to my days on an Illinois farm, and I'm trying to remember what normally was harvested first, the beans or the corn.
For much of the Midwest, the beans are harvested first and then the corn.
Yeah.
In much of Missouri, it's corn first and then the beans. And now why there's a difference in Missouri compared to, I grew up in Iowa and we took our beans out and then our corn. But here, for much of Missouri, the corn comes out first and then the soybeans.
Well, that's certainly something to look into someday.
Is that
because we go so much further south than either Illinois or Iowa, and do we start
I think that's right.
The harvest
earlier? Yeah, I think it has to do with the southern part of it.
Yeah.
And I don't really, I actually don't, I should know, but I'm not really sure. A lot of it's just tradition. I'm not sure exactly what went into that decision, but that's the way we have it here in Missouri.
Yeah.
Corn first. Than soybean.
We're not the big wheat state that some of the states to the west of us are, but do we have any problems with our wheat crop this year? Because that's pretty well done, I guess, wouldn't it be?
Right. That would have been harvested in June.
Yeah.
And now there's probably in storage some places, but that's probably not the. We have less than 1 million acres of wheat. We have about 5 million acres of soybean and about 3 million acres of corn. So the wheat crop probably is not a real big problem for us related to where we're going to store this corn and soybean.
Yeah.